While most myths contain a hero and a villain, often they are both the same. Both are described as having a distinct set of values and a clear agenda. All of that and more applies to the man named Goathly, but mythologized around the world as Geronimo. Throughout history, men and women have risen to mythological prominence as heroes and villains through the aggrandizing of their deeds and abilities. As a result, Jesse James and Rasputin, and women as dissimilar as Mother Teresa, Marie Antoinette, and Pocahontas, are pop culture icons. But what happens when a person's celebrated name is appropriated, not for monetary gain, but as a means of co-opting that person's character, personality traits, reputation, or identity for personal embellishment or power? Some argue that the appropriation of Geronimo's name is the act of a dominant culture over a champion of a less influential culture for the purpose of self-empowerment. Geronimo's mythic status was a natural byproduct of his incredible notoriety. He was an iconic figure long before his death and a popular focus of the media even back then. It is believed that Geronimo's fame was the result of his clashes with the American military. The military considered Geronimo to be a proficient opponent that they weren't able to defeat, a foe worthy of their persistence. Geronimo's prowess on the battlefield was so impressive that his tactics were taught at West Point, further enhancing his mystique. Many young people today have no idea that he was a real person, and those who do know of him have little understanding of the life he led or the challenges that he faced. He was born in 1829 in Mexico Territory, in present-day New Mexico, and given the name Goyathle, an Apache by birth and grandson of Maco. He was a member of the nomadic tribe, Nepi Band, of Chiricahua Apaches. Although their reason for doing so is unclear, Mexican soldiers who fought against him referred to him as Geronimo. Goathle, a skillful warrior, led the last Indian force to formally submit to the United States. A shrewd and commanding leader, his daring exploits, exclusive maneuvers, and seemingly miraculous powers of endurance and escape elevated him to legendary status among Indians and non-Indians alike. His mother, wife, and three young children were killed by Mexican troops in 1858. Bitterly, he fought back. After decades of war with the Mexicans, several extraordinary escapes, and continued resistance against the Americans, Goathly surrendered to General Nelson Miles in 1886. He and 450 Apache men, women, and children were transported to Florida for confinement at Forts Pickens and Marion. 8 years later, they were relocated to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, where Geronimo and his family pursued ranching. There is a lot of ambivalence about Geronimo. To many of his people, he personified Apache values, loyalty, determination, courage, and aggressiveness. To non-Indians at the turn of the last century, however, he was a constant threat to their continued occupation of the region. In 1904, Geronimo appeared at the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis, where he was exalted as a cult hero. During the fair, he posed for pictures, sold and autographed postcards. But Geronimo was crafty and smart, enjoyed making money, and demonstrated a skillful mind. On his way to Florida, He wore an army coat that he had acquired. Whenever the train stopped and people crowded around to get glimpses of him, he would sell the buttons on his coat as souvenirs. Then he would sew more on to sell to the next crowd. While still considered a prisoner of war and forbidden to return to his cherished homeland, Geronimo died of pneumonia on February 17, 1909, and he is buried in Beef Creek Cemetery at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. He reportedly left behind a savings account with $10,000 in it, a small fortune in those days, which suggests that he was able to negotiate his way as skillfully in corporate America as he had on the battlefield. There are always two sides to every story. Now you know the true story of Goathle, the Indian who grew up to be Geronimo. I'll be back again next Wednesday, God willing, with more truths and myths of American history. And God bless America.